This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for August 26th. I'm Chaz Sisk. Opioids is emerging as a major battleground in the race for U.S. Senate. In public appearances and in small campaign gatherings, former Governor Phil Bredesen and Congressman Marsha Blackburn have been offering competing ideas for dealing with the crisis. WPLN's Blake Farmer covers the issue, and he's here to talk about how it's shaping the race. Hi, Blake.
Hello, Chaz.
Let's start with Marsha Blackburn, the Republican. How does she suggest dealing with opioids?
Well, you know, she's got a 5-point plan, and topping the list is a 3-day prescription limit, just like the one that Tennessee's legislature just passed for the state.
We do have to have those strong initial prescription limits to prevent Tennesseans from going home with a bottle full of pills that they don't need.
So Blackburn wants this 3-day limit to be made at the federal level as well. She shared a story about a woman on the Cumberland Plateau whose son became addicted after she made him take a whole bottle of opioids while recuperating from an injury. And she says she really just didn't know the danger. And Blackburn seems to be very compelled by this story that was shared with her. Bredesen, on the other hand, called Tennessee's prescription limits, the 3-day limit, a rough cut. And I followed up with him, and he says he doesn't like the idea of Congress dictating down to the daily limit for opioid prescriptions. He wants better guidelines that are written by experts in the field. Of course, those sort of exist already, and clearly they have not solved the opioid crisis just yet.
So speaking of Congress, Blackburn has also come under fire for backing a law that some in law enforcement say contributed to this problem. Has Bredesen been bringing that up?
Well, he has, and it's pretty clear he's going to be making it a central campaign issue. He told a crowd of addiction experts that gathered on Friday in downtown Nashville that he wanted to repeal this legislation that, in his words, defanged the Drug Enforcement Agency when it comes to intercepting suspicious packages of prescription drugs. Of course, this was a bill that 60 Minutes and the Washington Post revealed was co-sponsored by Blackburn. He did not mention her by name at this opioid forum, but he was happy to point the finger afterward when reporters asked.
She said, oh, this was an unintended consequence and we'll fix it. Well, that was 300 odd days ago. Nothing's happened.
So he says the first thing he'd do as a U.S. senator is sign on to legislation that would restore this power to the DEA. And I'm certain we'll all hear more about that between now and November.
So what else have the candidates said about opioids?
Congressman Blackburn has also laid out some ideas to better regulate residential treatment centers and find a way to allow infants to stay with their mothers who are going through drug treatment. Bredesen sounds a bit more like he's still gathering ideas and wants to listen to experts on the matter, but both of them are also clearly harvesting very personal stories from voters as they travel the state. Bredesen referenced a roundtable in Crossville last week meant to address retiree issues that just turned into a session on opioids at this group's request.
Well, opioid addiction is obviously a major issue in Tennessee, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that the candidates would be talking about it. So why do you think they're talking so much about opioids in the Senate race?
I think they really are responding to what they are hearing from voters. It could be as simple as that. And interestingly, this is really not a very partisan debate at the moment. I mean, you've got Congressman Blackburn, a Republican, arguing for more regulations. And at least in terms of a campaign issue, you know, it probably benefits the Democrat in the race, Bredesen, to focus here rather than get lured into national issues like immigration that are just so polarizing and probably don't win him lots of support here in Tennessee.
Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's senior healthcare reporter. You can find more of his reporting on opioids and other issues by visiting our website, WPLN.org.